Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores. Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
The House of Beckham. As one of the most famous and influential couples in the world, David and Victoria Beckham have attained iconic status. The ultimate power couple have built together a multi-billion dollar global brand. It is the subject of a new book that has got considerable traction, I believe, as the saying goes. It is by Tom Bauer. I'm delighted to say that Tom joins us live on the line now. Tom, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us. Now, Beckham played, of course, for Real Madrid, one of the Galacticos. So there's a huge amount of interest in Spain about this book as well. What was it that sort of gave you the spark to writing this book?
Well, you know, my books, and this is my 27th, have always been about people who climb the greasy pole and seek to influence our way of life. And invariably, they're people who obviously are very much in the public eye. And they try to rewrite their past so that they always seem glowing and pristine and clean. And I try to find out the truth about their rise to fame and fortune.
So how do you go about, I mean, what were your thoughts about the Beckhams? Did you have any thoughts about the Beckhams? I mean, they've always sort of been there or thereabouts since, I suppose, if you're like me and we're around about in the 90s, it was all, he was the best known footballer in the world and she was one of the Spice Girls. So I suppose that was how we first got to know them, wasn't it?
Absolutely, yes. Well, I suppose my interest was that they combine so much, football, fashion, sex and celebrity and money. And it is, as you say, they are icons. And I just wondered, what is the truth behind the image? And what the book does is it tells, the truth, as opposed to the amazingly glossy and well-crafted Netflix series, which presented their version of their truth.
I mean, I suppose the thing is, people come to the Beckham story with, because he's the family man, you know, the good-looking boy made goodies from sort of Essex, etc. And she's the singer turned professional mum turned, we won't talk about the music, but we'll let it turn fashion designer. And so they present this image, don't they? And I suppose that a lot of people think, oh, well, you know, Posh and Becks, they're almost like national treasures. But it is a carefully crafted and stage-managed performance.
Absolutely. I mean, they are a national treasure on their terms, but I think the truth is very different. And what my book does is it shows that the image of the happy family, very generous and charitable and all the rest of it, is actually inaccurate. And the truth is far more salacious, and how they've coped with all their scandals, whether his adultery or her non-appearance at family events and her fashion business and all the rest of it, is very different. And it's a gripping story because it is the story of our times. Where does celebrity start and media manipulation end?
And I suppose they were born for the social media generation before the social media really got going. I mean, you know, once again, she's the glamorous, always looking great. He's the handsome, still footballer. I mean, footballers used to get fat and run pubs, didn't they, back in the day? And there he is on the, you know, promoting seemingly everything from Chinese delivery companies to, controversially, of course, the Qatar World Cup.
Absolutely. I mean, Bex was one of the most beautiful men in the world in the late 90s. He was stunning and much loved, and of course his period at Manchester United when they won the triple was terribly important, and he scored some fantastic goals, and of course he saved England in that amazing goal against Greece in 2001 to get it into the World Cup. But after that, the truth is that his football career was very different to the image, to the propaganda. Mm. And her fashion business is also very different to what she suggests. And I just think, you know, media manipulation can go so far, and sometimes somebody's got to stand up and say, let's look at the real truth.
Is the real truth behind this money when it comes to it? And I don't, you know, and perhaps even greed, because it is the fact that they are ridiculously wealthy. Between them, they've built a global brand. You couldn't be running. I mean, he's got that Miami franchise, for goodness sake, in the States. But they, you know, they have the disease of wanting more, if you like. So basically, a billion isn't enough. They want 2 billion or 3 billion, and that has been the overriding, if you like, a denominator of their marriage. And you could almost say, because is it Brooklyn who married into the billionaires as well? So it's even accumulation by their children.
Well, I do think greed is one issue. It is, they have a great lust for money and fame. There's nothing wrong with that at all. I think it's admirable to want to be successful, and they have started from nothing and built up this extraordinary brand. I think the what's interesting is how they've done it and how they've always overcome the scandals and the hurdles and the disappointments. And by now, in my view, the marriage is a business relationship, very much held together at her behest. She did work very hard after the great scandal of the Rebecca Luce affair in Madrid. Yes. 20 years ago. And she's worked hard at it. And what's remarkable is, of course, she lives off Beckham. He's put round about £80 million into her business. She's got more millions from others. He's always run at a loss, contrary to what she says. And his business just carries on flourishing because he is, in the end, an icon, and he's a role model, and he has huge success with his image, but says very little. And that's what's so interesting. Neither of them say anything. They just smile, self-congratulation, enormous presence, and yet absolutely no substance.
But in a world where we're surrounded by people, by, you know, influencers and so-called celebrities and whoever's on, you know, Celebrity MasterChef on Ice, Come Dancing Strictly Volume 3, it's quite refreshing to have people who don't open their mouths and give us their opinions on the world, isn't it, surely?
Well, that's a good way, that's one way of looking at it, yes. But the trouble is that the image, for example, his whole, the charity, his bid to get a knighthood.
Yeah.
His relationship with UNICEF, his relationship with Qatar, why does he kept up, what was happening in LA Galaxy, the football team. He was not a great success at all there. And you think he owns the franchise in Miami. He owns just 10% of it. And everything actually was put together by a billionaire partner who bought the 90%. You know, it's a very different story than is told in the newspapers and by the Beckhams themselves.
You used two words a bit earlier that refers to his time in Madrid, and she's been making an appearance on the screen as well, Rebecca Luce, and this is perhaps the most high profile of his alleged, I'm going to word myself very carefully, alleged infidelities.
Well, Rebecca Luce, I don't think you need to be worried about alleged. I mean, even in the Netflix series, they admitted as much that there was a problem in their lives when that burst out. But you see, let me give an example of where the book shows the truth in all this story. In the Netflix series, Victoria explains why she didn't come to Madrid, that she had to be in London to look after her children and their schooling. Now, Cruz was one, and Brooklyn was, I think, just coming up to 4. They actually had some schools arranged in Madrid, the Runnymede School. Rebecca Luce had done that. But she didn't not come to Madrid because of school. She was actually in New York trying to resurrect her pop career with a producer called Damon Dash. And she spent about a year with Dash, and it drove Bex up the wall that she was seen all the time with Damon Dash and wasn't in Madrid with him. So that's where the Rebecca Luce story comes in. So their version of what happened is so different to the truth. And that's very much why I think this book is a gripping read, because there's so much which is different. And I'm not criticizing them for that. I think that when you get into the public eye, you have to cultivate an image, and their whole fortune is based on the image of the happy family. But I think the public will be fascinated to know the real truth behind the image.
Why no knighthood then, Tom? Why do you think?
No knighthood for the good reason. There are two very good reasons. One, of course, is that his tax. It's not just that he entered into some film tax avoidance scheme. I show my book very clearly, and we spent a lot of money on a forensic accountant going through his 19 companies, that he had been very aggressive in tax avoidance. Legal, but very aggressive. Very, very mucky. Intercompany trading, all sorts of things. And the other thing is that although he was a glamorous footballer and scored some sensational goals, he missed hundreds of more. He was by no means the greatest footballer like Stanley Matthews or Bobby Robson. And if you compare his record with Frank Lampard or Michael Owen or Wayne Rooney, he scored very much fewer goals. So, yes, he was known. But on the other hand, he never brought back any championship trophy as captain. In fact, he was a pretty poor captain. He failed in the World Cup. He failed in Portugal in 2004, I think it was, or 2006 rather. And why should he be rewarded? I mean, he wants a knighthood, but many people want a knighthood. Just because you want it doesn't mean you should get it.
Who did you speak to, and how do you go about putting a book like House of Beckham together?
Well, I speak to as many people who will talk to me. Of course, the Beckhams tried their hardest to prevent me talking to anyone, and issued all sorts of threats and phone calls and everything to get people not to talk to me. But fortunately, these people, whether it's Beckhams or whoever I write about, on their way up always create victims, people who they treat badly. And those people, in the end, are very tempted and very often agree to talk because they're so angry about the way they've been treated. And, of course, they're a great source of information.
What do you hope that people will take from your book, House of Beckham?
Well, I think, first of all, an enjoyable read, that it is really an extraordinary story. And secondly, just to look at heroes like the Beckhams with a more realistic point of view, that they're not wonderful angels, that they're pretty human and flawed. And the way they've, on the other hand, managed to overcome all the ups and downs is quite remarkable. I mean, the thing about Beckham himself is that whenever he didn't score and was, for example, in Real Madrid, left on the bench for weeks, he worked terribly, terribly hard to get Capello to get him back into the team and scored some great goals because he's got this unbelievable stubborn determination. And I think that's unbelievably laudable, terrific for him. He just will not give up. And nor will she. And I think that's also part of the story. It's a lesson to everybody never to give up, never to be defeated, and always try harder to succeed, and you will then get rewarded.
The book is called The House of Beckham. It is by Tom Bower, who is speaking today. Tom, if people want to find you online, do you do the social media thing, or are you...
I certainly don't.
Well, you'll be able to order the book anyway via our own virtual bookstore. It's a fascinating book, and it's been made, as I said, it's got an awful lot of noise recently. I've seen you cropping up left, right and centre, so congratulations on that, Tom. The book is called The House of Beckham. It's by Tom Bower. Thank you. Tom, thank you so much for your time today.
Pleasure.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.